home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again, set across Plagan, left side, throw the block. Huron at match point again.
And he's looking right, going to throw it that far sideline.
Perfectly, 32 yards.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Lane Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. Back to basketball, round two for Huron and Aberdeen. Last night it was the
girls' matchup.
And the Aberdeen
Eagles came out to win on that one.
Boys
now the Huron boys hope to return the favor. The number one wins this still.
As they get the quarterfinal matchup tonight, Aberdeen comes in with a record of 7-8. Huron Tigers come in with a record of 10-6. Okay, we got that figured out. Good. Okay, up there we go. Okay. A little technical issue there, but now we're ready to go. I talked to both coaches. Brent Norberg is the head coach of Aberdeen. Tim Budnagan, head coach of our Huron Tigers. And interviews are coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Plant Nutrition and Field Technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our boys' matchup, round two, Huron and Aberdeen. This time up in Aberdeen, and the boys playing. Brent Norberg, head coach of Aberdeen. They come in with a record of 7-8 on the season. And, Coach, 7-8, kind of indicative of your season. It looks like you've had a lot of close games, won a few of them, lost a few of them.
Yeah, it's, you know, typical. We had a couple that we let go that we thought we should have or could have got, and then a couple where we didn't play very well and got kind of handed to us a little bit. So and then we played well and played some good basketball times too. So we're striving for consistency like everybody else.
Yeah, it looks like a little size in the lineup.
Yeah, we got some length. Not bad. We have to play sometimes a little bigger than we are. We got to play a little more physical. But other than that, yeah, we got some good size and kids are, you know, doing a nice job trying to take advantage of that, trying to learn how to play together that way.
And when things are going well, what's working for Aberdeen?
Well, if we take care of the ball and we rebound, we're usually in pretty good shape. If we don't do those things, that's when we've struggled.
And your scouting report on the Huron Tigers?
Well, two really good players and everyone else that plays really, really hard. You know, the Elwine kid, very good. The Porsche kid, very good. But a lot of other guys that make shots, they're tough. Typical Huron team, really. I mean, they're very going to be physical, going to be tough. Going to make you take care of the ball. Going to make you move, going to make you run good, solid offense. If you don't come ready to play and ready to cut hard, you're going to have a hard time scoring.
And finally, we're just a couple weeks away from the end of the regular season, and the SODAC comes up. What are some of the things you want to see these guys get better at work on here so you're ready in March?
Want to rebound, don't want to turn it over. I mean, when we do that, we've been pretty good. When we don't, we've been pretty bad. So that's kind of our formula. If we take care of the ball and don't give up turnovers that lead to runouts, and if we rebound the ball, we're usually in pretty good shape and have a chance to win games. If we don't do that, we usually don't.
Brent Norberg, head coach of Aberdeen. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference or the ESD. Other charter members still in the conference, Brookings, Aberdeen, Mitchell, Watertown, and Yankton. Pierre joined the conference in 1966, Random Valley in 1990, Harrisburg in 2013. Other schools that have been members over the years of the ESD, Sioux Falls, Washington, Redfield, Madison, and Vermilion.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for round two here on Aberdeen, here on Boys at Aberdeen. Tim Buttnagin, head coach of Huron Tigers. They come in record at 10-6. Tight win over Pierre on Tuesday. And, coach, one of those games, kind of an ebb and flow game. Each team had their momentum. We made plays, though, down the stretch.
Yeah, we had, you know, a 10-point lead, a 13-point lead. And then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, they're up six, and you blink of an eye, and you're going, well, what happened? Well, we took three bad threes, turned the ball over, and they got some easy buckets. But give our kids credit. We made some shots down the stretch. We made some great defensive plays, and then we just held them off at the end. So we're very proud of the guys. On Tuesday night, but like we told them Wednesday, you know, the bad thing about sports is you don't get to enjoy very much. Now it's on to Aberdeen.
You know, and that's the thing, you mentioned took a couple of bad threes, and I think that's something you've been preaching this team, and sometimes it sinks in, sometimes it isn't. Patience on offense.
Absolutely. You know, because you're wide open doesn't mean that we need the first pass three. We need to work the ball. We got to get the ball inside and then come out, and then that's a good three. Or reverse the ball, and now it's a good three. We got to have a two-sided offense. Ball's got to go from right side to left side, and the ball's got to get in the paint. The ball's got to get in the paint and then back out.
Now we come into Aberdeen tonight. Aberdeen's been playing well, you said, here down the past few weeks. I know they had a win over Harrisburg just a week or so ago, beat Watertown earlier this season. And, you know, they're a little rangy. It looks like they're a little long, and I know you said they're athletic.
Yeah, they're long. They're athletic. They shoot the ball, you know, relatively well. They got a nice post player in the middle, so they'll cause some problems for us. But like I told our guys, we're quick. We need to, you know, put on the defensive pressure. Ball pressure takes care of a lot of the athleticism, negates some of that. So we got to do a great job of ball pressure and then keeping the ball out of the middle of the lane. They love to get to the middle of the lane, and once they get there, they either got a nice easy shot or a dump down to the post. So we got to make sure that the number one thing is the ball stays out of the middle of the lane.
And finally, just, you know, we're having some, you know, it's a good stretch of schedule here. Hopefully this gets us battle-tested here because we're only 3 weeks away.
Well, what's nice is after tonight, we don't have a Tuesday game, and then you have to get ready for a Friday game. So after tonight, we get off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get away from it a little bit. That gets me some time to catch up with some teams. And then we just got one game at Watertown. So we're going to take that one as a DAC. Here's our DAC 16 game of practice week. Get the scout, get everything ready to roll, and then see where we lie next Friday night. But this is a stretch where, you know, if we can get another one, now we're 11-9. Now we assure ourselves a winning record. Our goal was 10 wins. Well, now we got to reevaluate and make another goal.
Tim Buttnagin, head coach of the Tigers. Timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
If
HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Trace Owens, 10, guard, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
CJ Ganey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Forrest, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holfer, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Thurston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, closing in on tip-off here, Huron Tigers, Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, Friday night high school basketball here on Tiger. And a good matchup here. Used to be a district matchup, but, of course, districts were done away with several years ago. But Aberdeen-Huron not only play, just doesn't seem right on a couple of levels. We're not district opponents anymore, and we don't play twice in a year anymore. So, in any case, Aberdeen's been playing well as of late. They are 7-8, but a week ago they defeated second-ranked Harrisburg, so a nice win for them. Last month, they won a buzzer beater against Watertown. They've been playing some good basketball. They did lose to top-ranked Mitchell on Tuesday. Looked to bounce back from that. For Huron, now at 10-6 on the season, and they picked up a hard-fought win over Pierre. Really a pendulum game as both teams had momentum. Both teams had leads, but Huron made a couple of big defensive plays down the stretch. And that was enough for them to pick up the win by four. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Finals in the lower level, JV. Aberdeen defeated Huron 70-54. Trace wins 20 points. Mason Jurgens 11 for the JV. The sophomore game, Huron had a big early lead, but Aberdeen rallied and picked up a 61-50 win in the sophomore game. Mason Jurgens 21 points to lead the Huron boys in scoring. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Ending what's been a pretty busy stretch of basketball here to stay the least. Nice to have the weekend off. In fact, don't have any play-by-play on the schedule till next Thursday. And as a reminder, there is a game Thursday. It's not on your schedule that you got before the season or before the school year began. Huron Girls will host Sioux Falls Lincoln Thursday at the arena. That's a makeup from when we had the freeze out a month ago when we had all that cold weather when that began and we had to postpone the home and away. The boys have already played their game. Girls will host Lincoln Thursday, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off here on Tiger. And then it'll be Friday, home and away, the last Mears scheduled game, thank God, with the girls at Watertown, the boys at home hosting Watertown. Boys here on Tiger 95, girls on a KOKK. And, well, hard to believe, but for here on Tiger basketball, 2 weeks from tonight, the regular season is over. So that's a lot of hard to believe that we're already getting that close. After tonight, the Huron boys have three games left. The Huron girls still have four games left in the season. Looks like we're going to do the starting lineups first. Aberdeen head coach Brent Norberg. They come in with a record of 7-8. They'll start Jet Carlson, a 6'4 senior. Parker Lamar, a 6'3 senior. Camden Fouth, a 6'2 senior. Brandon Phillips, a 6'5 junior. And Grant Fritz, a 6'3 senior. Here on Tigers, head coach Tim Budenhagen, record of 10-6. Colt McNeil, a 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6' senior. C.J. Ganey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish, a 6'3 freshman. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division calling our game tonight. I know two of the three, Doug Rusink and Paul Rosell, two of the officials, and they do have a partner to make it a trio. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. 2 minute timeout. We'll be ready for tip off here from Aberdeen. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
National anthem in the books and ready to tip this game off. Again, good evening. I'm Jeff Duffy here on Tiger 95, and it's high school boys basketball here on Tigers and the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Huron in their road to black with orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. Aberdeen, their home whites with blue numbers and letters, blue and gold trim. Huron will be going away from me and Aberdeen towards me for the first half of play. So ready to go, and we're just before 7 o'clock. KIJV AM-FM in Huron. Actually starting a minute or so early. That's nice to see. Blake Elwine will jump for Huron. Grant Fritz for Aberdeen. The ball tossed up, controlled by Huron. Tigers will have the opening possession. C.J. Ganey into the front court, top of the key. Swings it left side to Moding. Baseline to Elwine. Elwine looks, now backs his way into the paint. Spin to the block, to the hoop. Shot was partially blocked and short. Rebound Aberdeen. Pushing in the front court, Lamar, top of the key. Give off right side, foul. Foul top of the key, left side, Phillips. Phillips drives, now pins back right side. In the corner, it's Fouth again. A little weave out there along the arc. Drive into the paint, pull up, 10-footer is short. Offensive rebound for Lamar, and he'll turn and get the putback for two, and Aberdeen has the opening lead at 2-0. Back comes Huron now on their second possession. Moding right side, Elwine. Elwine will start to drive, hesitate, spin, kick out, Moding in the corner. He'll go baseline, go with the scoop, too strong, tapped out by Ganey. DePorish, 3-4, McNeil got it. Colt McNeil drains a three. Huron leads 3-2. Huron comes out with that 1-3-1 trap. In the backcourt, Lamar gets it up ahead. Lob to Fouth down low. They break the pat, break the press easily and get the layup. 4-3 lead, Aberdeen. Back comes Huron. Moding at the top of the key. Flicks it to Porish on the wing. Porish looking inside. Now Elwine comes out on the baseline. Squares up, kick out. Ganey a deep three off the left wing. Yes! Ganey with the three ball. Huron up 6-4. We play just over a minute and a half of the first quarter. Pass in the middle, Phillips. They'll get it into the front court. Phillips drives in on Porish. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound up and in for Fritz. Nobody blocked him out. And we're tied at six. That's already a couple of offensive rebounds for Aberdeen. Porish will drive, has a lane, goes with the reverse layup for two. Porish with the answer for Huron. Both teams attacking the basket. It's 8-6 Huron. We play just over 2 minutes. In the backcourt, Carlson in the middle and is stolen by Porish. Bad pass. Porish with the steal, gets it to Ganey. Huron, see if they can connect on the turnover. McNeil will drive baseline, double team, kicked out. Up top, here's Elwine. Step back, that's a long two. It's short. Long rebound out, and Fouth has it for Aberdeen. Aberdeen, left side Carlson, trying to get the post up there to Fritz. Kick out, open three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, and we have a foul going to go on Huron, I believe. Didn't see what happened there. Lamar on the miss, but it was a foul, I believe, on McNeil. And we get our first subs of the game. A pair of new Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles come in. Lob comes on the outside. Baseline, new guy in there is Cooper Eisenbeis. Here's the drive. Little reverse layup, no good. Rebound Elwine off the miss by Phillips. Here on up 8-6, 5:05 to go, first quarter. Try to swing it in. Moding tried to dart it underneath the McNeil, but misfired on it. That foul was on McNeil. I have a hard time seeing the player scoring in fouls, but I can see it kind of sideways. Here on, we're in the out-of-bounds play on the baseline, far end of the floor from me. Bailine on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Kicks out. Moding, nice catch. Top of the key. Looks left. Wide open three for Elwine. Yes! Elwine with the three, three threes in the first quarter for Huron, 11-6. Huron Tigers up, 4:45 to go, first quarter. Both teams shooting the ball well. Bounce pass in the middle. Porish almost got the steal. Aberdeen in the corner. Phillips. Phillips will drive. Get back up top. Now here's the drive. Blocked big time by Elwine as Lamar penetrated down the lane, swatted by Elwine. Still Aberdeen ball. Huron subs for the first time. Colton Ogle in, McNeil out for the Huron Tigers. Aberdeen will inbound from the corner of the floor with 4:32 to go in the first quarter. Officials telling a couple of Tigers to tuck their jerseys in. And I think now we're ready to play. Inbounds from the corner of the court. And finally get it into Fritz, left wing. Fritz looked back door, not there. Flicks it back up top, hand off to Lamar. Lamar swing it right side and fake there in the corner by Jake Weishar. Back up top, Lamar, left side, low post. Inside Fritz, little contact and a foul going to go on Ganey. Ganey tried to tie him up. Now one official called jump ball, one official is calling a foul, and we'll see which call will stick. And they're going to call jump ball possession to the Huron Tigers. Well, really no protest off the Aberdeen bench. And Huron has the ball, 11-6 lead, nearing 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Moting on the outside, there's a little reach call, going to go against Aberdeen. Cooper Eisenbeis with the foul, he is first. First team on Aberdeen, there's one team foul apiece. Nearing the middle point of the first quarter, back into the game for Aberdeen is Camden Fouth. And he will replace Brendan Phillips. Inbound to Moting, up near the timeline, gets Huron into the offense, top of the key. Right side, Elwine, trying to drive, cut off, goes back door, wide open, Porich, oh, missed the layup. Great pass from Elwine. Porich, though, couldn't get it to drop. Rebound Aberdeen, Golden Eagles a chance to score. Here's the drive, back door, trying to get it to Fritz. Fritz saves it in nicely, and then the ball deflected out of bounds by Ganey. Actually, Fritz did not need to save that because it was originally deflected by Huron. Carson Evans into the game for the first time as Moting will take a seat for the Tigers. And in for back in, I believe, Jet Carlson for Aberdeen. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Aberdeen with the ball. Huron up five. In the corner, Fouth. Up top, Carlson. Carlson comes back to the left. Now top of the key, Lamar. Lamar on the wing against Ganey. Right side, Fouth. Fouth leaves it in, high post. 3 seconds on the shot clock, long three, no good. And Porish able to grab the rebound off the miss by Carlson. Here on into the front court, Porish. Back door, it's open for Evans, takes it in for the layup, and yet a little give and go by Huron, this time Carson Evans from Porridge, timeout Aberdeen. 13-6, Huron leads, 3:04 to go, first quarter, timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
13-6 lead Huron, 3:04 to go first quarter, and Huron's had the offense clicking, getting some good looks, and even missed a layup. Long pass cross court, almost stolen by Ganey. Carlson has it in the on the top of the key. Aberdeen swings it in the corner. Here's the post up, down low, inside. Little fadeaway is good for Wisar. His first bucket in a while for Aberdeen is 13-8 here on Elwine, top of the key. Backs his way into the block, gets fouled, two shots on the way for Blake Elwine. Be the first free throws for either team in the game, comes with 2:36 to go. First quarter, Jet Carlson with the foul, his first, second team on Aberdeen Central. Elwine at the line to shoot two, first one is good, rolls it in, he's got four. Back in for Aberdeen is Grant Fritz, 6'3 senior. He's got a stocky build. Here on up six, and back in Phillips for Aberdeen, replacing replacing Eisenbeis. Second free throw for Elwine, in and out, no good. Burns has the rebound. Here on up six. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, into the front court. Lamar drives down to the baseline, cut off by Ogle, brings it back up top. Swings in the corner. Carlson wants three, no good. Long rebound, and Aberdeen going to get it. We have a whistle and a foul, and I think that's going to go on Huron. Long rebound came out that time. Good position that time by Aberdeen. I believe that was Phillips. I think it was Anderson Porish with the foul, his first, second team. Well, Porish almost got a steal. If he'd have turned around, he probably would have had it. Aberdeen, open three, left wing, Phillips, swish. First bucket of the game, Brendan Phillips, and Aberdeen within three, 14-11. Nearing 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Moting. Baseline Evans, he'll back it out. on the left wing, baseline Ogle. Ogle, little 5 foot, little baby hook, no good, a good look. Rebound Aberdeen. Aberdeen a chance to cut the lead or even tie it with a long ball. Pass in the middle, here's the drive, kick out in the corner. Another three for Phillips, and we're tied. Back-to-back threes for Brendan Phillips. And we're tied at 14, 6-0 run, Aberdeen. Elwine goes hard to the hoop with the left hand. It's short. Burns had the rebound, then Evans covers it, and we're going to have a foul on Aberdeen. Good hustle by Carson Evans to keep that ball alive and get the board. And Aberdeen picks up a foul. I believe it is on Fritz. Fritz with the foul. Weisar back into the game for Aberdeen as Carlson comes off. Inbounds up top, Moding. Moding drives, nothing there. Kicks back to Evans at the top of the key. Elwine off the left wing. Deep three for Elwine. Got it. Elwine with seven here in the first quarter. And here on back up, 3-17-14. A front court long pass gets up ahead to Colby Dowan. And he'll drive. Oh, hung on the rim. I'm not sure how that did not drop for him. Had a nice drive in the lane. Moding clears the board. Elwine, middle of the lane, stops at the free throw line. In the corner, there's McNeil. McNeil drives, kick out in the corner. Evans bobbles it. Gets it under control. Now Moding back up top. Deep three for Porish. No good. Long rebound and on the run. Here comes Aberdeen. Weisar into the front court. Here on up three. 45 seconds to go. First quarter. 17-14. Aberdeen on the attack. Up top Weisar. Now go off right side. And we have a travel on Aberdeen. As Lamar was trying to drive on Elwine and shuffled the feet. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Ganey in, Evans out with 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter, so the shot clock is on. Here on a three-point lead, both teams have been shooting the ball fairly well. Looks like Huron might milk the clock if they're allowed to. Elwine, cross-court, Porish way outside, and Fritz will let him stand out there, 20 seconds to go. About a second-and-a-half difference, game clock, shot clock. Porish gives to Moding on the left side. 13-12. Huron running the clock down. Moding, top of the key. 9-8 seconds to go. Moding gives to Elwine. Fakes right, goes left, pulls the trigger for three. No good. Rebound, Porish. Oh, couldn't get the put back at the buzzer. After one, it's Huron 17, Aberdeen 14. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Start the second quarter here on up 17-14. Aberdeen possession, though, to begin the second quarter as Lamar gets him into the offense. Way outside, picked up his dribble. Comes right side, Weisar. Go in low post. Fritz gets away from Elwine and dunks it. Elwine tried to come around and steal it. Instead, Fritz sealed him off and dunks it. Long three for Ganey. He answers for the Tigers. A dunk for Aberdeen, a three for Huron. Huron up 4-20-16. 30 seconds gone in the second quarter. Aberdeen in front court. Lamar flicks it left side. Weisar in the corner. Phillips. Phillips back up top of the key. Lamar on the right wing. Pop up looking inside to Fritz. Not there. Again, looking to Fritz on the baseline. Aberdeen works the perimeter. Lamar drives in, and he gets fouled by Moding, and that will be the first free throw opportunity for Aberdeen tonight. Parker Lamar will shoot two. Moding picks up the foul, his first. First team foul here of the second quarter. Not a lot of whistles on fouls here in the first half. Of course, we're early second quarter. Free throw for Parker Lamar is good. Rolled it in, got it in. He's got three. 20-17. Huron's lead cut to three. Second shot is good. Hit them both. Two-point game. 20-18 Huron. Gainey into the front court. Dribbles to the top of the key. Huron has the starting five back on the floor here to start the second quarter. Gainey right wing. Bounce pass. Elwine on the baseline. Tries to go in. An offensive foul on Elwine. Academy Award should be awarded there to Cooper Eisenbeis as he went flying like he got hit by a truck. Elwine will pick up the foul, his first. Aberdeen Central will get the ball and a chance to tie it or even take the lead with a long ball. Lamar in the backcourt. Tigers try to double team. Stolen by Gainey on the press. Gainey lobs to Elwine, who puts it down for the dunk. Gainey with the steal. Elwine with the dunk. You're on up 22-18. Aberdeen in the front court, break the press, drive all the way in, layup no good. Good defense by Moding to take that away on the layup, and the travel going to go on Elwine with the stutter step. Could have conceivably called the charge there on Aberdeen on Weisar, but they didn't, but he missed the shot anyway. Aberdeen will get the ball off the Huron turnover. 6:23 to go in the first half. Huron up 22-18, been tight all the way here through the one quarter plus. Front court. In the corner, Weisar wants three. NEI overs it, and the ball off of Moding. Tried to catch the air ball, and Phillips was kind of bothering him from behind. Aberdeen will get another chance. Trace Wenz, junior, in for the first time for Huron, replacing McNeil. Aberdeen inbounding on the baseline right below me. Lob Holden Haig into the game as well. Didn't see him check in. Up top, right side Phillips. Fire in the corner, Weisar. Phillips on the right wing. Low post. Again, Fritz gets away. Blocked, but a foul going to go on Elwine. And Elwine picks up his second. So a big call there against the Huron Tigers. And Grant Fritz will shoot two. He's been trying to front Fritz, and that just hasn't been working. He's gotten loose both times. And now Elwine with two personal here with just 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Fritz hits the first free throw. He's got five. And Porish in for Elwine. Aberdeen has new player ready to come in if Fritz makes the free throw. Second one is good. Kind of a shot put free throw, but he made them both. And he'll come out and in for the first time for Aberdeen is Cam Olson, a 6'7 junior. So here on up to 22-20 inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half. Gainey into the front court, top of the key. Looks right, Moding pops out on the wing. Moding has Porish on the post up. Spins, gets the baseline, goes with a reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Aberdeen into the front court. Hand it back up top. Low post, little jump hook is in and out, no good. Trace wins with the rebound off the miss by Olson. Gainey, left side Moding. Moding on the perimeter. Huron could use a bucket. They haven't scored in a couple of possessions now. Haig, top of the key, reverse it, right side Porish. Porish will drive, gets bumped, and then they call double dribble. Kind of ignoring the fact he got bumped, and that's why he had to put the ball on the floor. Ball turns over to Aberdeen. Fouth back into the game for the Golden Eagles as Weisar will come off the floor. Still 22-20 here on 5:08 to go in the first half. Aberdeen, Lamar gets things set on the offense, dribbling left and right, gets it out on the left side, Eisenbeis. Up top, swing it around right side, Fouth. Foul Phillips, fakes, he'll drive, has a lane to the hoop, too strong, rebound. Boy, that looked like a goaltend on Aberdeen. They didn't call it, and Huron clears the board anyway. Back comes the Huron Tigers. In the corner, Wenz with the ball, left wing. Up top, it's Porish. Porish drives the paint. Back door, it's open, and Haig gets fouled. He'll go up to the line for two. Holden Haig had an open look at the basket, got hacked. And a free throw's coming up for Holden Haig, the 6'1 senior. Free throw for Haig. The lefty is no good. I believe the foul was on Eisenbeis. That'd be his second. One more shot. Second free throw no good. Missed them both. And Aberdeen with the board. Evans came in for Porish. Huron has about as small of a lineup as they can have. Open three, foul, left wing, it's good. Aberdeen leads 23-22, I believe. That's the first lead of the half for Aberdeen. They're up 23-22 with 4:16 to go in the first half. Wentz flips it in the corner to Evans. Up top, Ganey. Ganey in the corner. There's Haig outside, three for Evans. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Haig in the corners, keeps it alive for Huron. Three for Ganey is short. Long rebound on the corner, and Haig can't save it in. A couple of missed threes that time for Huron. Right now, Huron having trouble scoring the basketball. It'll be Aberdeen ball. There's a collision there at the end of the Aberdeen bench. I think that's the trainer, although I'm not sure on that. 3:53 to go in the first half. Aberdeen, it's been a slow run, but it is a, I believe, 6-0 run, and they've taken the lead. Ogle back into the game for Huron. Lamar looks to drive and gets tripped by Wenz, and that'll be a blocking call on him. And Wenz just lost his balance, and then Lamar tripped over him. Trace Wenz picks up his first. Fourth team on Huron. Next one with Aberdeen in the bonus for the rest of the half. Aberdeen's only had one foul here in the second quarter. Aberdeen on the inbounds on the baseline below me. Pass right in the middle, and Lamar gets away for the layup. Got away from Wenz and Lamar. An easy basket, and Aberdeen continues their run. They're up 25-22, 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Elwine back into the game. Got to get some offense going. Elwine on the baseline. Can't get the shot off. Fritz out on him. Underneath, it's Ogle on the baseline. Kicks back out to Ganey. Ganey, there's the cut. Evans spins. Little fadeaway in the paint. No good. Rebound Aberdeen. You're on ice cold now from the field. Turnovers and missed shots. Aberdeen up three, looking to extend it. Lamar will drive to the block, to the hoop. Missed it. And Ganey with the rebound. Outlet. Huron's got to score the basketball. Elwine left wing. Ganey top of the key. Ganey flips it in the corner. Trace Wenz. Wenz darts it across. Three for Elwine. Back of the rim. And Huron just ice cold from the field here now. They've been stuck at 22 for about 3-4 minutes. Aberdeen up three with the ball. Fouth on the left wing. Lobs it baseline to Fritz. Kick out. Swinging in the corner, Lamar will drive baseline, goal reverse, layup, counted, he's fouled. And Aberdeen continues the run. They're up 27-22. This is at least a 10-0 run, I believe, for Aberdeen. Carson Evans with the foul, his first. Aberdeen will have the bonus the rest of the half. Porish is back in along with McNeil for Huron as Wenz comes off and Evans comes off. And Lamar with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Hits the free throw, and Aberdeen's up 6, 28-22, their biggest lead of the first half. Again, Huron's got to find some offense. Porish baseline, backs it out. Now looks to Elwine on the baseline cut. Porish not there. Now Elwine backs his way in. Kick out, three for Porish, left wing, yes, needed that one. Anderson Porish, his first three. Here on back within three, 28-25 as we hit 2 minutes to go in the first half. Front court for Aberdeen. Dowan stops at the free throw line. Back to Phillips at the top of the key. Phillips has a lane, drives, lost the ball. Will stay with Aberdeen, but the quick hands of Ganey almost got the steal, and I was wondering if that would have came off the leg of Phillips. They say no, and Aberdeen will keep possession, inbound it on the baseline below me. Lob comes all the way out. Lamar near to the timeline. Aberdeen into the offense. Roll. They try to get it to Fritz. Here's the jumper. Corner of the lane. Good for Lamar. Lamar having himself a second quarter. Aberdeen back up 5, 30-25. Minute 35 to go in the first half. Porish looking to drive, and there's the hand check call. Going to go on Aberdeen. That'll be in Dowan, his first. Second team on the Golden Eagles. Moting back into the game for Huron. Back in for Aberdeen is Weishar. Ganey out and Fouth out for Huron and Aberdeen, respectively. Huron will inbound it on the sideline right by the Aberdeen bench. 30-25, Aberdeen leading. They've had a good second quarter here to take the lead. Moting has Porish on the right wing. Low post, there's Elwine at the block. Goes up, gets contact, no call, but gets the bucket. Another two for Elwine. He's in double figures with 11. Huron back within three. Minute 13 to go in the first half. Into the front court, Weishar. Now get in the hands of Lamar. Lamar, kick back. Try by Weishar. He's cut off. Lamar, top of the key. Lamar stops, hands it off. Drive and off-balance shot. Banked up, no good. Rebound Elwine off the miss by Dowan. Huron a chance to cut the lead or even tie it with a long ball. Porish started to drive, but he's sealed off by Lamar. Brings it back up front. McNeil, left wing. There it is. Baseline to Elwine. Elwine, double team, goes back door through the hands of McNeil, but right to Porish. Powers his way up, but can't get it to go. Rebound, Aberdeen. Aberdeen's done a good job on the boards. And Aberdeen looks like they may look to hold it for one shot. Shot clock is on, but about a half-second difference. Ball deflected out of bounds by McNeil. 23 seconds to go in what's been a very quick first half. Aberdeen 30, Huron 27. Ganey in for Huron, replacing Ogle. And Fouth back into the game for Aberdeen as he replaces Dowan. Now Holden Haig going to come in for Elwine. Don't want Elwine to pick up a cheap third foul here at the end of the first half. In the shot clock on, about a half-second difference. Aberdeen can effectively hold it for one shot. Lamar backs it out near the timeline with Moting on him. Still out there near the timeline. Now gets a screen. Comes left, top of the key, drives, leans in on Moting. No good. Rebound Porish. 6 seconds to work with. Porish will push up the floor. Right side. Long shot way off the mark at the buzzer. And at the half, it's Aberdeen 30, Huron 27. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with our halftime on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
...of Farmers Union Insurance, auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course, proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Thank you.
1240 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime in Aberdeen. It's Aberdeen 30, Huron 27. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys AA late in the first half. Jefferson leads Brookings 44-24. Late in the first half, Brandon Valley 31, Sioux Falls Lincoln 21. Midway through the second quarter, Roosevelt 24, Watertown 23. Those are boys' scores. Girls' scores halftime. Yankton 15, Stevens 13. Couple of finals, O'Gorman 59, Washington 40. And Harrisburg 67, Rapid City Central 56. Midway through the second quarter, Jefferson leads Brookings 16-5. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, lower levels tonight. JV, Aberdeen wins 70-54. Trace wins 20 points. Mason Juergens with 11. Sophomore game, Aberdeen wins 61-50. Mason Juergens with 21. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll get to the stats and more coming up. We'll take this time out. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Lumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Lumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Lumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Lumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
F&BO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. F&BO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340
FM. And we are back here at the half. Aberdeen leading Huron 30-27. Nice second quarter for Aberdeen as they took the lead here and lead it by three, led by as many as six, I believe. And, of course, I didn't get around to adding up the point totals here. 9 points for Parker Lamar. That might be 11. I got to check that. I had one basket. I wasn't sure who I should give to. 5 points for Candom Fath. Brendan Phillips with 6 points. He had back-to-back threes in the first quarter. 6 points as well for Grant Fritz. 2 points for Jake Weishar. For the Huron Tigers, Colt McNeil with 3 points. 6 for C.J. Ganey. 11 points for Blake Elwine. 5 for Anderson Porish. And 2 for Carson Evans. Shooting in the first half, both teams about the same. Huron 10 of 25, 40%. Aberdeen 10 of 26, 439%. A little difference at the free throw line. Huron was 1 of 4. Aberdeen 5 of 5. So that 4-point swing on free throws is the difference in our score here at the half. Aberdeen 30, Huron 27. 2 minute timeout. We'll get ready for our second half here from Golden Eagle Arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
going like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Ready to go with the second half. Aberdeen leads 30-27. Aberdeen outscored Huron 16-10 in the second quarter. Had that nice run where Huron went from 5 up to, I believe, 6 down. Get ready to go now in the second half. Huron will have the ball here to begin play in the third quarter. Coach Norberg still spending a little extra time in the huddle. And, of course, we still have 15 seconds left on the halftime clock. Huron already out, ready to go. Huron has their five starters on the floor. Looks like Aberdeen the same. Their five starters will begin the second half. And, again, Huron coming towards me for the third and fourth quarter. I'm in the corner of the court, which you can tell if you're on the YouTube stream. Huron starts the second half. Gainey has left side to Elwine, trying to get a screen. Now roll by Porish. Bounce pass to Anderson on the baseline. Porish will drive baseline, lean in. Little roller, no good. Rebound, no good. Two tries, and then McNeil able to get the rebound. His scoop will go. Good hustle by Colt McNeil to stay with it. Huron within 1:30:29, the opening possession of the second half. Lamar into the front court, chased by McNeil, back up top. Right side foul. He'll go baseline. Leave it back for Fritz. Fritz kicks out. Long three for foul. Short. And Gainey with the rebound. Gainey into the front court. Slows it up. Top of the key. Flips to Moding on the left wing. Moding. Top of the key. Left side Porish in the corner. McNeil. McNeil brings it back up. Baseline to Elwine. Elwine. Cross court, open three for Gainey, short, but rebound right down to McNeil. Again, McNeil, two rebounds and putbacks, and Huron leads 31-30 to start the second half. Carlson into the front court, dribbles off to the right, looks back left to Phillips, got to get out on him. He hit those threes in the first quarter. Right side, Lamar. Lamar gets a screen, drives. McNeil stays with him. He's in the middle of the lane. Has to kick it back out. Phillips. Phillips and a hand check call going to go on Elwine. And that's number three on Blake Elwine. So Elwine with three fouls. That's a significant development here with 6.5 minutes to go third quarter. For now, Elwine going to stay on the floor. Fritz on the drive, double team, shot blocked by Elwine, took a chance there, rebound in the corner. McNeil saves it, up to Ganey. Great hustle by McNeil to start the second half, both ends of the floor. Elwine, three, yes! Elwine drains a three, great play by McNeil. Boy, he owned that first minute 45 of the second half. Here on up 34-37, nothing run. Timeout Aberdeen. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
Second timeout taken by Aberdeen. Huron pulls the trap out off the timeout. Aberdeen breaks it. Lamar hands it off to Fouth at the top of the key. Right side Carlson go inside. Low post Fritz hard to the hoop. Rolls it in for two. He's a load underneath the basket. Eight for Grant Fritz. And the lead cut to two. 34-32 breaks the 7-0 run by Huron. Officials timeout as Ganey was tying his shoe, and that allows Aberdeen to sub as Jake Weishar checks in for Jet Carlson. Huron up two with the ball. We're 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Elwine will get Huron into the offense at the top of the key. High post, it's Porish. Trying to get some movement there. Free throw line squares up. Shoots, it's blocked. Knocked out by Ganey and picked up by Huron. Three for Elwine. No good, and the rebound in the middle there for Fritz. Two shots down the floor quickly. Carlson, he's going to be fouled by Ganey. And two shots coming up for Phillips. Ganey will pick up his first foul. So you're on an opportunity there, but could not get the shot to go. Now free throws for Phillips. First one is good. Aberdeen is 6 of 6 from the free throw line tonight. They're back within one. Back into the game for Aberdeen is Cooper Eisenbeis. Second free throw is good, and we are tied at 34, so a 7-0 run by Huron. Now a 4-0 run by Aberdeen. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Moting right side, shoulder fake, cuts out. Here's the drive, free throw. Nope, underneath it goes to Elwine, who banks it in for two. Everybody thought Porish was going to shoot, including me, and then he just hit Elwine on the baseline. He gets an easy deuce. There's Moting, steals it, but saves it in the backcourt. Back to Aberdeen, and they can keep possession. Aberdeen into the front court. They're saying it should be a 10-second count, but I don't think so. Lamar, top of the key. Free throw line, cuts through, shot up short, gets his own rebound, up, missed it again, and who's got the rebound? Last touch by Aberdeen. Boy, 2-point Blake for Lamar. He had Blake Elwine there, and Blake was playing defense, but playing it very carefully, not to pick up that fourth foul, and now Ogle will check in for McNeil, and well, we're going to continue with Elwine on the floor with those three fouls. 4:42 to go, third quarter. Huron leading 36-34. Ganey into the front court. Top of the key. Ogle on the right side. Bounce pass. There's Elwine on the baseline. Powers his way up for two. He just went right around Weishar and gets the easy deuce. Elwine with 18. He leads all scorers. Huron up 4, 38-34. Lamar comes back left side. Phillips. Top of the key. To Eisenbeis. Weishar, top of the key again, Lamar. Lamar stops. Little weave out there. Phillips back off right side. Top of the key. Oh, could have been a steal for Moting. Drive into the paint. Little floater for Phillips. No good. And Ogle gets the rebound, saves it in to Porish. Anderson front court back to Elwine. Elwine in the corner. Moting fakes. Elwine fakes. He'll drive, but gets some contact. They'll wave off the shot. It's going to be a foul on Aberdeen. Huron will get the ball out of bounds on the baseline. 3:44 to go, third quarter, and Carson Evans going to check in, and they will give Elwine a break here. He played a couple of minutes there with those three fouls. Didn't pick up the fourth. Guess I didn't see who got that foul again because I can't see the scoreboard very well. It is the first team foul in Aberdeen. Here on with the inbounds, Ganey, left wing, long three. Oh, in and out, rebound though. Ogle with the putback. Novae blocked out Colton Ogle, and he gets the putback. Ganey's three went all the way down, popped back out. Here on up six, 40-34. Low post, there's Fritz, back door, it's open. Layup is good. Nice pass by Fritz to spot his teammate Dowen. We have a timeout on the floor. 3:24 to go, third quarter, Aberdeen, or here on 40, Aberdeen 36, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
He changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3.
30-second timeout taken by Huron. They have four timeouts remaining. Aberdeen has their three full. Huron in the offense. Nobody moving. Now Moding pops out on the right wing. Up top it's Ogle. Ogle at the key. Goes back door. There's Moding, but he's sealed off and then threw it away. And back down the floor. Aberdeen having trouble getting control of the ball, and we're going to end up with a jump ball as Ogle and Moding tie up. It'll still be Aberdeen possession. It looks like Moding got rolled up a bit on that collision as he got underneath of Dowen. And Ogle was in on that as well, and McNeil in as Moding comes out to shake off that. Again, possession arrow for Aberdeen. Aberdeen trying to inbound it from the half-court line. They get it in to Dowen. He'll bring the ball up against Ogle. Dowen gets away from Ogle, drives, and a whistle, a foul going to go on Huron. Might be a block on Ogle, I believe. Or maybe it's on McNeil. Colton Ogle with the foul, and he comes hobbling off after that collision underneath the basket, but Moding comes right back in. Third team foul in Huron, just one on Aberdeen here in the third quarter, 2:54 to go. Huron up 40-36. Inbounds baseline to Fritz. He'll power his way up, and a hand check call going to go on Evans. And again, Fritz is initiating all the contact. And he's pretty much being allowed to go where he wants to with the ball back to the basket. Two shots for Grant Fritz. He's got 8 points, 2 for 2 on free throws, 3 for 3 as he makes the first one. Again, Aberdeen has not missed a free throw tonight. They're back within three, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Second shot for Fritz is short, and the rebound, Moding and Ganey fought over it, but Moding comes out with the ball. First missed free throw for Aberdeen. McNeil double-teamed in the corner outside Porish. Porish brings it back up, top of the key. Left side, there's Moding. Huron spreads out the floor. Moding, top of the key, starts the drive, goes hard to the hoop and draws contact. He'll get two free throws. Moding attacking the basket, and this will be the first free throws of the second half for Huron. Huron's only shot four free throws in the game. Two shots here for Moding. He's still kind of rubbing on that leg here. And he'll shoot two. Again, trying to keep up on my foul chart here, which isn't easy to do. It might have been on Dowen. Moding, free throw is good. I think he's going to come out in favor of Trace Wenz as he was kind of pointing at his leg to the bench there from that injury earlier. Second free throw is no good. Huron not hitting their free throws very well, but it is a four-point lead, 41-37 for the black and orange. Lamar gets off left side. Dowen back up top. Carlson back in the game. Here's the drive. Off glass, short. A ball up in the air, tipped and controlled by McNeil. McNeil tries to throw it up ahead to Moding, slides it to Evans. Evans takes it in for the layup. Unconventional transition basket, but it worked for Huron. Huron back up six with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Phillips, a deep three, no good. Moding with the rebound. Moting on the push up the middle of the floor, weaves through traffic, gives to Porish. Porish lost the ball off his thigh, picks it up. Baseline, and it goes through the legs of McNeil. Looked like Huron was trying to push that ball a little too fast, and Ganey threw it right at the feet of McNeil. Turnover to Aberdeen. Wenz will check in and replace Moting. Moting still kind of holding that right knee. 43-37, Huron leading with a minute 46 to go, third quarter. Aberdeen working against some pressure by the Tigers. Dowan in the front court, really guarded closely by McNeil. Dowan top of the key. Here's the now low end. Evans with the steal there, trying to post up the big man. Evans popped in front, knocked it away. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Ganey on the drive, stops, corner to lane. Step back three, got it. Ganey drains a three, his third of the night. He's got nine. The lead is nine. 46-37 here on minute 15 to go, third quarter. Phillips, top of the key, Dowan, cut off. Now Phillips will go baseline. Pull up, 15-footer, no good, too strong. McNeil has the rebound. Now Aberdeen going cold from the field. Wide open three, Ganey, no good. Rebound and slapped and going to be controlled by Aberdeen. That was a wide open look for Ganey. 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Here on a 9-point lead, Aberdeen possession. Here's the roll inside. Low post, scoop shot, no good, and on his butt, Ganey with the rebound gets it to Evans into the front court. Evans stops, gives back to McNeil. McNeil, overhand pass, nice catch by Porish on the weak side. Here on trying to be a little more patient here. About 8-9 seconds difference, game clock, shot clock, 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Phillips getting on Porish, and finally a foul going to go on, I believe, Phillips. And almost got the steal, and now that will shut the shot clock off, and Huron can hold it for one, if they can. Brendan Phillips picks up his first third team on Aberdeen. So 21 seconds to go, third quarter. Now the shot clock is off. Subs back in for Aberdeen. I know one that came in for sure for the Eagles is Wisehar. Inbounds Porish up top. Backs it out. The clock runs 16, 15 seconds to go. Phillips out on Porish. Porish dribbles left. Phillips right in his grill, and Porish trouble with the handle. Now loses the ball, and it's going to be stolen. Going to be a wide open layup for Aberdeen. Too much dribbling there, 2-1, and that will end the third quarter. The layup there by Dowan. We head to the fourth. Here on 46, Aberdeen 39. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Start the fourth quarter. Elwine back in the corner. Open three for Wenz. No good. Long rebound out. Aberdeen with the rebound. Lamar on the push into the front court. So a quick miss to start the fourth quarter for Huron. Drive on the baseline. Kick out. Lamar. Lamar attacks the basket. Puts it high off the glass. No good. Rebound. And a putback for Fritz. Aberdeen, a couple of buckets in a row, and they cut the lead to 5, 46-41, 7:20 to go in the game. Ganey, floater in the paint, in and out, no good. Again, a quick shot and out, and Aberdeen now with some momentum after they trailed by 9. Have it down to 5 with the ball, early fourth quarter. Phillips flips it back right side to Eisenbys, or excuse me, that's Dowen. Dowen brings it back up, top of the key. Aberdeen patient on the set this time. Go baseline. Underneath Dowen, shoots over Elwine, in and out, and Elwine a one-handed rebound. Elwine will bring the ball up himself. Just over a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Elwine got stripped and a foul going to go on Aberdeen. Aberdeen wanted to travel. I know Norberg certainly did. Did not get the call, and it will be a foul on Aberdeen. Fritz will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. As Moding back into the game for Huron. Aberdeen came in with a sub. I believe it was Jet Carlson. You know, to run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline to my left. Ball goes out into the backcourt. Who's going to get to the ball? And Moding catches it. A little mix-up there, but Huron does have the possession. Moding into the front court, left side. Handed off to Ogle on the wing. Colton up top. Nice catch by Evans. Left side, Moding. Moding isolated out there. Mismatch there with Fritz. Up top, it's Ganey, and the ball slapped, and a foul going to go. It was stripped initially by Dowen, and then he slapped a second time, and the second swing is where they called the foul. And again, Aberdeen not happy with the call. Second team foul in Aberdeen. We have a timeout on the floor. Here on 46, Aberdeen 41, 6:21 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron ball off the timeout. It was a full timeout by Huron. Tigers in the offense. We could use a hoop here. They haven't scored here yet in the fourth quarter. Elwine, left wing, drives on Phillips, spins, leans in, looked like a travel, gets the scoop. Boy, I think Blake got away with a travel there. Aberdeen certainly thought so. And Huron back up 7, 48-41, inside of 6 minutes to go in the game. Phillips flicks in the corner, three for Carlson. No good, long rebound, it's on the floor, squirts out, and a jump ball is going to be Aberdeen possession. With 5:48 to go in the game, here on 48, Aberdeen 41. McNeil and Porish will return to the floor for Huron, and Ogle and Evans will come out. Huron has the starting five back in there now. Aberdeen on the inbound, sideline, cross court. Oh, Porish had a shot at that, but Phillips does have it. Phillips will drive into the paint on Porish. Suspended in the air, no good, but Huron can't grab the rebound again. Dowen goes inside to Phillips, and a block going to go on Moding. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Phillips. Aberdeen back within five with the free throw pending. Moding tried to draw the charge, and it might have been he was just too far underneath the basket. Phillips to the line for the and one. He's got 10 points, and he has 11 as he rolls the free throw in. And Aberdeen back within four, 48-44. 5.5 to go in the game. Up top, it's McNeil. Little ball fake, cross court, Porish, right wing. Porish comes across, looks back right to Moding. Moding, free throw line, behind the back, squirts through a double team, now lost his dribble. Now Elwine pops it out on the right wing. Elwine, baseline, step back, along two, no good, but a foul going to go on Aberdeen. Phillips must have been an aggressive blockout. I think they're going to give Elwine free throws. They are. Phillips picks up the foul. That'll be his second and the third team on Aberdeen. Elwine will shoot two. It was a step back, but he didn't quite step back far enough to make it a three, so it's a two-shot free throw for Elwine. First free throw is good. Elwine continues his nice game. He's got 21 points to lead all scorers. One more shot for Elwine. Huron up five, up six as Elwine knocks them both down. 50-44 Huron, 5:10 to go in a tight ball game here in Aberdeen. Carlson into the front court, chased by Ganey. Flicks it to Dowan. Top of the key, looks off to the right, but comes back cross court. Drive by Phillips, attacks the basket again, puts it up short, but again, offensive rebound Aberdeen. Dowan into the paint, no place to go, gets it back out to Lamar. Lamar at the top of the key, Moding stays with him, handed off to Dowan. Now left side, Carlson, top of the key, back door. Phillips wasn't expecting it, and a fourth foul going to go on Elwine. Elwine went up to block the shot of Phillips. And they call him for his fourth foul, and free throws on the way for Phillips. Fourth on Elwine with 4:38 to go in the game, and the lead is 6:50-44 Huron. Free throws pending for Phillips. First one is good. Aberdeen has knocked down their free throws. They have only missed one all night. I think they're 10 of 11 from the free throw line. Well, my quick arithmetic, 11 of 12 as Phillips hits both. Huron's lead back to 4, 50-46, 4:35 to go in the game. Ganey has McNeil right side, backs it out. Comes cross court to Moding. Porish on the left wing. Back door, wide open layup for McNeil. Timeout Huron. McNeil with 9 points. 4 of 4 shooting from the field. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
4:21 to go in the game. Huron 52, Aberdeen 46. Huron has two full timeouts left. Norberg and Aberdeen has three full timeouts left. 1 minute after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM in Huron. In the front court, Lamar gets Aberdeen into the offense. Right side, gets an outside loan in the corner. Step back, three for Phillips, short. Rebound, and it comes right off of Elwine's hands. But Fritz can't get the rebound out of bounds. Will still stay with Aberdeen. But my goodness, Huron is not grabbing rebounds at all. Aberdeen, though, at this point has not been able to have success on that low post. Fritz, and he's got Elwine on him. Boy, just putting his arm out. Lobs it up. No shot up, no good. Rebound McNeil. Well, I don't know why they wouldn't want to call that when they've called the things they have on Elwine, but so be it. Elwine with the ball, top of the key. And he almost lost the ball. Nice catch by McNeil. Spin move. Back out Elwine. Elwine on the baseline. Double team. Ball tipped, but Moding comes out to get it. McNeil left side. McNeil, free throw line, now Elwine. Elwine, left side, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Three for Moding, no good. And the rebound underneath for Phillips. Still a six-point game, 52-46 Huron, Aberdeen, 3:14 to go. They have the ball. Carlson, top of the key, spins. Low post, Fritz off his hand. I don't think he was expecting it. And a ricochets right over to Moding. 3 minutes to go in the game here on up six. Drive, Elwine, hard to the hoop for two. Drove hard to the hoop, and Huron's going to use their another timeout. They're going to have one left here on up eight. 54-46, 2:56 to go. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
2:56 to go. Huron 54, Aberdeen 46. Holden Haig back into the game for Huron. Give Elwine a break, and well, we don't want him to play defense right now anyway with those four fouls. Carlson into the front court, chased by McNeil. Hands it off, or almost had it stolen, but a foul on Huron. Tough call against Huron. Carlson just held the ball out there, and either Moding or McNeil tried to grab it, and they called one of them for a foul. That's a tough one because really, the ball was out there where anybody could have grabbed it. It fouls on Moding, his third team on Huron. Inbounds comes in the front court, Dowen against Moding, and oh, almost in dead travel. Great play defensively by Gavin Moding. He locked up Dowen, and he stutter-stepped, trying to get rid of the ball. Turnover back to the Huron Tigers. Carlson back into the game along with Fritz. As looks like Norberg is also making some offensive and defensive type substitutions. Inbounds in the backcourt, McNeil, now Moding. Moding into the front court. Huron up 8 with the ball, 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Right side, it's Gainey, wants to drive on Fritz, backs it out. Now gives to McNeil, left side. McNeil, free throw line. Looking for some help. Got to get rid of it. Finally finds Haig. Right side, Porish in the corner. Gainey for three. Short. Rebound. And Haig saves it into Gainey. Great play, Haig and Gainey. And Huron gets a new shot clock. 2:09 to go and a new shot clock for Huron. Great hustle by Holden Haig. Right side, it's Moding as we're under 2 minutes to go. Huron up 8. Moding. On the right wing, backs it out, now drives again, stops at the free throw line, left side McNeil, he almost got knocked over, now gets it to Haig, and Haig about gets tripped, and we're going to have a foul go on Aberdeen. Fourth team on Aberdeen, so next one puts the Huron Tigers in the bonus, and now Elwine will come back on the floor with a minute 46 to go, play about a minute and a half without him, and the lead is still at 8. Next foul on Aberdeen puts Huron in the bonus. As Elwine in, Haig out, and Huron will inbound it. And again, they get a fresh shot clock off the foul call. McNeil gets it up top. Porish near the timeline. Now Gainey comes out. He's got Carlson on him. So Huron's held the ball here on this possession. Gainey baseline back out. Elwine. Elwine, there's the hand check call. Going to go on Aberdeen. Phillips will pick up his fourth. And Blake Elwine to the line to shoot two. Elwine with 24 points to lead all scorers. And my foul chart is completely off because I can't really see the foul points and fouls very well. But we know Aberdeen's got 5 team and 2 shots here on out on every foul for the Huron Tigers. Elwine, free throw, good. Huron up 9. 55-46, minute 35 to go. One more shot for sophomore Blake Elwine. Got them both. And Huron up 10, 56-46, with a minute 35 to go. And now Ogle will come in along with Haig, as out is both Moding and Elwine. Again, some defensive type substitutions. Elwine with 4 fouls and Moding with 3. Minute and a half to go in the game. Into the front court. Dowen goes right side. Carlson up top. Lamar pulls up, corner lane jumper, no good. McNeil might have had a piece of it. Rebound Huron in the backcourt, and Aberdeen trying to press. Ogle in the front court, cross court pass. Porish jumps high and gets it. And Aberdeen will come and foul, but now it's going to be a free throw line parade for the Huron Tigers. Huron has made plays when they've needed. And at the free throw line to shoot two is Anderson Porish. 5 points, has not scored in the second half in his first free throw attempts of the game. Porish free throw is good. And the lead stretches to 11, 57-46 with a minute 9 to go. Fouth back into the game for Aberdeen. Second shot for freshman Anderson Porish. Back of the rim, got the shooter's roll, and Huron extends the lead to 12, 58-46. Elwine in, Porish out for Huron. If you're Huron, I guess you do have a foul to give, but otherwise you don't want a foul. Just play good defense right now. Lamar in the front court, trap, cross court, Carlson almost double dribbled with it. Phillips on the left side, he'll go baseline, glide in, blocked by Elwine. Aberdeen wanted the call, didn't get it, then Elwine fouled in the backcourt, and that should slam the door shut for the Huron Tigers. Up 12 with 54 seconds to go in the game. And Blake Elwine at the line to shoot two. Two shots for Blake Elwine, and it is good. Elwine now 27 points to lead all scorers. 6 of 7 from the free throw line with one more free throw pending. Second shot is good. Hit them both. Elwine has 10 points here in the fourth quarter. 6 from the free throw line. Long pass, Fouth. Will cut into the paint, lost the ball, out of bounds. Will stay with Aberdeen with 48 seconds to go. But Huron up 14, 60-46. At this point, just play good defense. Don't foul. And bring it on home. Lob pass comes all the way out to Fritz. Has Haig on him. Flick back up top of the key. Lamar forces up an 18-footer short. Gets his own rebound. Reverse layup for two and the putback. For Lamar, no timeout by Aberdeen. Huron will inbound in the backcourt. Elwine gets fouled by Lamar. And Blake Elwine back at the line to shoot two. So Elwine is 6 of 6 on free throws here in the fourth quarter. Huron is 8 for 8 in the fourth. And that has helped cement this game. 30 seconds to go in the game. Huron up 60-48, closing in on win number 11 of the season. First free throw is good for Elwine. And he has 30 points in the game. Huron pulls everybody off the lane now as Elwine will shoot one more. Got it. 62-48 Aberdeen into the front court. Shot clock is off. Three in the corner. No good. Tipped out. Picked up by Fritz. He'll lean in. He misses. Elwine with the rebound. And that will probably do it for the ball game as Huron can dribble the ball out. And Huron wins it, pulling away late. 62-48. Huron now 11-6 on the season. Aberdeen drops to 7-9. 2 minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good second half for the Huron Tigers. They outscore Aberdeen. Just doing some quick arithmetic here. 35-18 in the second half. They win at 62-48. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Some girls AA finals tonight. Rapid City Stevens defeated Yankton 42-26. O'Gorman 59. Washington 40. Harrisburg defeated Rapid City Central 67-56. Late in the game, Jefferson defeated Brookings 52-35. Those are girls' scores out of AA. Boys AA scores late in the game. Roosevelt leads Watertown 64-61. Jefferson rolled to a 78-51 win over Brookings. Midway through the fourth quarter, Brandon Valley 55, Sioux Falls Lincoln 44, and midway through the second quarter, Harrisburg leads Rapid City Central 23-11. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Still more to come. We'll run down the stats, talk to Bud, choose a First National Bank player of the game. All coming up as we continue Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron Tigers salt off a District 3 week with wins at home at Pierre and then on the road here in Aberdeen tonight. Tonight's final, 62-48. Huron boys off now till next Friday. They'll be at home with Watertown while the girls will be on the road to Watertown. So next Friday, it'll be the boys here on Tiger 95, girls on KOKK. Don't forget, we do have that makeup game for the Tiger girls with Sioux Falls Lincoln postponed from last month with the cold weather. And that will be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock start from the arena here on Tiger next Thursday. Here's the stats here for this game tonight. Aberdeen now 7-9 on the season, 13 for Brendan Phillips, 11 apiece, Parker Lamar and Grant Fritz. 5 points for Candom Fouth, 4 for Colby Dowen, and 2 for Jake Weishart. For the Huron Tigers, 30 for Blake Elwine, 9 for Colt McNeil and C.J. Ganey, 7 Anderson Porish, 4 for Carson Evans, and 2 for Colton Ogle, and a free throw for Gavin Moding. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back, and get the thoughts of head coach Tim Budenhagen next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
It does, too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJP, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Gary's All Auto Glass postgame continues. Huron Tigers defeat Aberdeen tonight, pulling away in the second half and particularly in the fourth quarter to win at 62-48. Head coach Tim Budenhagen joins us now. And, Coach, you know, Aberdeen had things going their way in the first half. Second half, we came out. It was a 7-0 run. We took the lead. They started to struggle shooting the ball. I think we picked it up a couple of notches on defense. You had to like what you saw there in the second half.
Well, we challenged them at halftime because before the game, we said mindset. We got to be gritty. We got to be tough. We got to be physical. I didn't think we were neither out there the first half. And then we kind of panicked at the end. We get stripped, they go down, score. Those are crucial things that we can't do as we get closer and closer to tournament time. So hopefully we're learning a little bit, but when we challenged them and they came out and they held them to 18 points the second half, that's Tiger basketball. That's what we're about. We're about getting stops, and then that feeds our offense.
You know, my stats are primitive at the best, but I know I'm in the ballpark. I had Aberdeen 6 of 28 from the field in the second half, and that's 21%. And, you know, it got to where they were hurrying shots. They were forcing some shots. Granted, some just weren't dropping for them as well. But the way we play defense, you know, that kind of reminds us a little bit of back in December.
Yeah, your stats are right. 6 of 28, okay. 21%.
How about that?
We held them 31% for the game. So you can't do any better than that on the road. You know, this is a tough place to play. Coach Nordberg does a great job. I have a lot of respect, a ton of respect for him and what he does with his program. We've been going, you know, against each other for a long while now. So I have a ton of respect for what he does. I just think our kids, you know, came out the second half and the grit, the fire, the energy, whatever you want, just was tremendous.
You know, and Blake Elwine finishes with 30 points, but yet we're It just seems strange. We're not going to give him the first National Bank player of the game, although he deserves one. But the key stretch might have been he picks up that fourth foul. He plays a couple more minutes and then goes off. And when he went off, we went on a little mini run. I think maybe a 4 or 5 point run that stretched the lead up to 9. Colt McNeil kind of keyed it, I felt. He ended up with 9 points, 3 of 3 shooting, including our first bucket of the game. But as the old coaching cliche goes, move without the ball. That's what Colton did. He got himself wide open under the basket. He is the first National Bank player of the game. You know, there's a lot of candidates yep. tonight, but, you know, there's a lot of unselfish play tonight. Colton was one of them.
Yep, and I thought, you know, he moves well without the ball, cuts to the rim because he knows that, you know, his guy's going to leave him, and then they're going to double-team Blake. Well, that's what happened the first play of the game. The 3-44 was guarding him. 44 didn't come out of the paint because he was helping on Blake. Colton knocks down to 3. You know, and he did that against Jefferson as well and got us a big lead. So tonight, you know, hits the first one, then cuts to the basket. I thought he and Footy did a really nice job of cutting to the rim and doing that and, you know, controlling the basket that way. You don't always have to have a post-up, but you got to get an easy shot somewhere. And I thought they did a nice job of cutting to the rim.
And really didn't show shoot free throws much until the fourth quarter, but we were 10 of 10 in the fourth quarter, and that's what wins you games when the trailing team has to fall.
Yeah, and that was a big emphasis at halftime, too. You know, they're getting to the free throw line. We're not because we're not attacking the basket. And I know the three was, you know, going in, but that's fool's goal at time. All of a sudden it goes in.
It's always fool's yeah. goal with you.
Yeah, and then the next play, you know, in the next half, next quarter, you don't shoot very well. Well, now what are you going to do? Now you've settled for the three this whole time. Now how are we going to get hoops? So we got to have a good balance of getting the ball to the rim and a combination of threes. And like I said, two-side offense, ball's got to go left to right or right to left or inside out.
And so now time for rest. Just completed a District 3 week. I didn't even think about that till the second half tonight, but Pure Tuesday, Aberdeen tonight. So I had a little District 3 going this week. Everybody's tired. Couple of days off, and then you got a few days to work on things before Watertown next Friday. I'm sure hopefully the boys feel like we got something to prove against Watertown. That was not here on Tiger Basketball last month in Watertown.
Yeah, I think they talked about that in the locker room. That,
yep.
You know, we got a big one in front of us. That gets us to 12 wins. I mean,
that's the next goal now. Yeah. Your goal is 10. Now
right.
You just got to go one by one.
Right. And now the next one is we got to try to get to 12. We get one of the next three, get to 12. Beggars can't be choosy, so we'll just settle on 12 right now. We get that one on Friday, and then maybe we'll talk about 13. But take them a game at a time, keep improving week by week, learn from our mistakes out here. And I think, you know, as our defense carries us, our offense will get better.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers win it tonight, 62-48. We'll take a final timeout of 2 minutes. Wrap it up here from Aberdeen on Dakota Sports.
Physical therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the research.